Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about help for the Japanese from the beef industry right after this.
We were number 901.
We were
8,014.
Right, 8,014.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. The Jacksons' land in Okmulgee County once bore the scars of an abandoned well site. Today, they host fishing parties for kids who have never experienced open green spaces and ponds brimming with fish. Their restoration was number 1,052. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
The Beef Industry's Operating Committee, made up of members from the Federation of State Beef Councils as well as the Cattlemen's Beef Board, has voted to approve an amendment to add disaster relief for Japan for the U.S. Meat Export Federation's authorization request for 2011. The USMEF contracts to manage foreign marketing programs for the beef checkoff. Dan Dirksky is a rancher from Austin, Texas. He's on the operating committee. Gives us a little insight on what the USMEF officials on the ground are seeing in the area.
Despite the incredible destruction that took place, this affected only about 2% of the Japanese population. Four prefectures within Japan, about 100 miles north of Tokyo proper. And this is an area with a relatively small population, but a high agricultural production. What we hear at this point is that about 240,000 people are in shelters of various kinds, but that overall there may be as many as 350,000 without homes today. The destruction of the secondary roads is quite severe. Maybe 80% of them are impassable. The one major road going through the area has been reopened, but transportation is still a real issue.
Dirksky tells us that the beef industry has freed up these funds to aid the people of Japan.
Yes, the operating committee met last week, asked USMEF to alter one of its tactics in order to provide some relief to the people who have been so devastated. $100,000 was proposed, and the Federation of State Beef Councils also said they would provide $100,000. The members of the operating committee voted on the $100,000 from the national funds, and that was approved. So that is $200,000 that is going to the relief effort to provide food for individuals.
And this Texas cattle producer explains to us what has to happen in order to facilitate moving beef product to Japan's consumers.
Right now, USMEF is attempting to coordinate the 10 steps that are involved in processing food to the point that it comes to the plates of the people who would be consuming it. This involves both producers, such as the Beef Board and FCBA. It involves packers, shippers, cold storage, freight lines, boats that carry the product over to Japan, customs that receive it in Japan, distributors, and retailers. There's an attempt to bring these people together, and the money that we are offering, that we're providing, is to help facilitate all this process and to pick up those costs that are not waived. So it's a very coordinated effort, and the timeline to make all of this happen is naturally somewhat complex because at this time, people without government authorization cannot even go into these areas.
Cattle producer Dan Dirksy on the beef checkoff's efforts to provide some help to the Japanese people. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, April 9th, it's the annual Griswold Cattle Company's Grass-to-Grid Bull Sale in Follett, Texas. Selling over 200 bulls featuring GCC genetics, including registered Angus, Simmental, and Maintainers. Also selling 40 commercial bred heifers carrying the service of GCC Angus bulls. The sale will be at the Jeff Borquin Sale Facility in Follett, Texas. For more information, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or visit their website at gcccattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.